Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Hot Up the Mess. I am your host, Samantha Bush, and I am here with like a very, very special guest. It's a dear friend. She honestly should do stand-up comedy. I find her so fucking funny. Her name is Taylor. Hi, Taylor.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I feel like you set the bar way too high now.
No,
are
you
sweating? Expecting too much. A little bit. It's the stand-up comedy. My goodness.
When Ivan came on, like, a few months ago, he was so crazy. He came on with, like, games.
I remember.
I'm like, can you chill? This is not a variety show. God bless. But no.
I don't have games. I don't have bits. But I do have,
lots
of takes.
Yeah, lots of takes. And Taylor, like, if you are on the side of history where you're disagreeing with Taylor, like, you need to take a deep look within. Like, I found myself at that point a few times where I'm like, I'm siding with this person.
You know what? After watching the news cycle we're in this week, I had some takes that kind of surprised myself. Like, I was thinking things that I was like, what? Like, very different from me.
I'm really excited because the group chat's been a little quiet.
Well, that was intentional too, because, like, I got to save my thoughts for Sam. Like, I don't want her to know what I'm thinking. Let's just keep
I really appreciate that. I feel like I was, like, baiting you a little bit. I was, like, sending you, like, clips of, like, and you were like, LOL.
Which is amazing, because it was, like, the things I picked up on too. But I was like, no, Sam, wait, we are literally talking, like 5 hours. Just hold off.
Okay, great. So we're going to start. I mean, it's a big week. We got the New Jersey premiere. We got the Vanderpump premiere. And then, of course, we have, like, our beautiful girlies in Miami.
Oh, the staple that's been holding it down, like, the last 2 months.
Yeah, because you and I, before we got on, we were talking, like, I just feel like Bravo was in a little bit of a slump.
Mm-hmm.
Because Salt Lake City, like, we would talk about it, but there wasn't much that I would want to get on the airwaves and say. I did, but I wasn't.
Oh, absolutely. You know. The thing is, I think sometimes with Bravo fans, it's a snowball effect where, like, you get a ball rolling, like, with, like, people not enjoying Salt Lake. And then next thing you know, it's the worst show in the world and everyone is sick of
it
and fire,
canceled.
You know, done. Yeah. And I think we've been in a little bit of a Bravo funk these last few weeks, but we have a whole new cycle. It couldn't have come at a better time. And I'm feeling, like, reinvigorated.
I feel, like, rejuvenated.
Totally.
I feel true renewal.
And we still haven't gotten Summer House yet. We still have Summer House next week.
I'm anxious about our
I am
house.
Too. Have you watched any of the previews?
I have seen some, and it's a lot of Kyle being mad at Carl, is what I've seen. Because Carl, quite frankly, is carrying Loverboy on his back. He's making the rounds. He's going coast to coast.
Because, you know, he knows what the people want, and it's him. But I will say, and I don't know if you watched Winter House, but
I couldn't take it on.
I know, and I don't blame anyone, but I did, and I watched their cameo, and there's a whole, like, Carl and Lizzie thing. I've been thrilled for them. I'm happy. I love. I want everyone to find love. I want everyone.
Taylor,
to find
you're a
person.
Champion of the people. I try.
And then you see it on screen, and it's a lot of babes. I'm just warning you, it's a lot.
It's a lot of, like, hey, babe, can you get that, babe?
Hey, babe. I mean, if you drink every time you hear babe, and you will be
blackout. I'll be Tom Schwartz in Mexico.
Truly. It was, yeah. So I'm nervous. I'm very anxious to see how it all turns out, but I'm very excited.
That makes me really anxious. I do feel like I'm happy that Summer House is back. I'm excited to see some new people. I don't really know what that means for us. Like, I don't know if we'll like them or not. But I also have word that Winter House is going to start filming. And guess who isn't going to be there? Guess who's not going to be there?
Give me a second to process the fact that they're doing it again for us. I really thought after the second one, I was like, okay, they did it twice. They got there and then we are going to leave. Oh, who's not going to be there?
Yeah.
Austin
and Craig. Because they're filming Southern Charm right now.
Thank fucking
God. I'm like, Bravo has heard our battle cries.
I am tired. I am weary of these Southern Charm men.
You were at BravoCon.
Yes.
And we were, you know, palling around, you know, seeing.
That was a real tale of the haves and have nots, because you were bandying about with your VIP, like,
with my talent pass.
Any which way you
could. That talent pass.
I was fighting for my life in VA. In the trenches.
I was truly like, I felt untouchable with that fucking pass. It wasn't even VIP. It was like talent.
It's like Beyonce through the Grammys. It's how it is.
That's how I felt. I was sitting in like the front row. Like, I was truly like, not to rub it in. But sorry. You were like literally like fighting for your life. But you were there, so you can attest, I believe, that people go fucking feral for Craig and Austin. To a point where, like, I don't understand it.
One of the most shocking things at BravoCon, and I nearly got trampled at the Beverly Hills, you know, and that was still more shocking.
Stampeded.
I know.
You almost, like, literally, we won't go back there. The Beverly Hills panel was...
Fucking
crazy. I literally had a panic attack and had to leave. Like, I was like, I have to go to visit Jake at State Farm in his booth. Like, I can't deal with this right now.
Understandably so. But no, but women loved the Southern Charm guys, and I'll never understand it. And I love that about me.
See what I mean, guys? Like, if you aren't agreeing with Taylor, you need to take a deep look within yourself. Speaking of, let's talk New Jersey. We're back. We're back in the Jersey. We're back in the Garden State. We got two new girls. Jackie's demoted to a friend of, but I do believe that she's still around in almost like every episode. Like, she's still their friend.
Hopefully she gets a little more time, because I did miss, like, it was like I missed a little more Jackie. That's not a popular
opinion. Got a lot of
I get what people don't like. I know. God bless. He's my favorite.
No, I know. I was tingling, like the sensations that I felt when he was oiled up holding that basketball.
Oh, I wanted to be that basketball.
I wanted to be like the cold shrimp cocktail on the plate that he was eating. Like, I didn't give a fuck. I was like, Jacqueline Goldschneider, if you do not suck this man's dick
off the bat,
please.
Like,
but anyway, let's start at the top. So we're you know, it's the intro. It's the most dramatic introduction of Housewives I've seen in a really long time. And we just watched a woman get arrested and then, then go to prison. So that's saying a lot. But like the music and Teresa's wedding with the hair, and it was like families torn apart.
Oh, they're setting the mood.
I feel like we've had a good amount of time since the last Jersey season.
Yes.
Where I'm not, like, my Teresa fatigue has it. It's not, I don't have it anymore.
Okay. That's what I'll say two things. One, I feel like I should have rewatched the reunion before watching this premiere. And that was smart, because I feel like so much of the conflict was around the reunion stuff. And I remember like the gist and like the big parts, but it's like, oh God, I don't remember what exactly Melissa and Joe like were mad about Teresa for and what Teresa said and this and that.
What aren't they mad about?
Everyone's
mad at each other. Where do you fall with Teresa?
Okay, so normally, Taylor before this premiere could not stand Teresa. I hate the idea of pushing like blind loyalty on everyone. I think she's riddled with double standards. I think she's obnoxious. I think she's abrasive. I think she
reactive.
Reactive. My goodness.
Explosive.
Nothing on a table she doesn't love throwing.
Mm-hmm.
This premiere, and listen, guys, listen, I get it. The bar for Teresa is in hell. I am aware and I understand this. I think hope therapy's working. I think some of that is sticking in that little brain of hers.
I think she's turning a corner.
I kind of think so, too.
I'm so glad you said that. No, I was live, laugh, loving with her. Like, she's never been happier.
Yes. And when she, like, related, like, how she reacts back to her father and, like, made the connections. And I was like, Teresa.
No, neurons, all of her neurons were firing. Yes. And the old Teresa would have never brought up her dad. Like, ever. Because, like, to her is, like, very sacred.
Totally.
And she would have viewed anyone bringing up their parent, like, as such a disrespect. Mm-hmm. But she now has the cognitive ability to realize, like, wow, this is, you know, a genetic, but
this is a pattern that I learned and that I have I've seen work for him throughout his own life that I now, like, go to. And I have the ability to change this if I want. Me.
Teresa.
Dodging and weaving in the kitchen.
Yeah, she said, God bless. It was such a Teresa thing. She was like, I ducked, Teresa. But close she enough. Just seems happy. Like, she just really does. Like, you know?
And I think it all kind of comes to a head, like, not to jump ahead too much, but when she sit down with Margaret and, like, actually apologizes and no, like, if, ands, but, she just says, I am really sorry. Like, I don't like how I acted. And I was like, I never, if you had told me she would have said that last year, I would have been like, lies.
And then for her
deep
to
fake,
like,
CGI.
deep fake CGI. 100%. No, and, like, Louis has this ability, and now I don't know what's going on. Like, I can't.
I get it.
Because what I'm seeing right now is a man who loves his woman, and he wants her to grow emotionally. He loves her for who she is, but he's like,
but doesn't, like, blindly support her. Like, he's not a yes man.
He's like, babe, you're wrong. Like, listen,
you're
to
cutting her off.
Mm-hmm. You're cutting me off. Like, that, you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
He's kind of like her lighthouse.
I think,
like, when she's
great.
Lost at sea, she looks,
you know,
him.
They neither of them are perfect. You know, Teresa's no angel. He's no angel. And I think they. I might be eating my words later, but I'm
100%
all in right
we
now.
Will be.
Yeah,
we will be probably next week.
Oh, it'll be like 3 weeks from now. I'll be like, oh my god,
I'll be like, delete that episode.
Yeah.
No,
but right now, like, it's working for me, and I'm really I'm happy
party
for her.
With his sisters and his parents. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this is a family. Like, this is what Teresa has always wanted,
and she said it. She was like, straight up, like, this fills a void that I always had and always
the
wanted.
The fact that she knows that it fills a void is something Teresa season before that would have never said.
I know,
she would have never used the word void ever. I like seeing, like, all their dogs running around because Teresa's terrified of dogs. Mm-hmm. So I love that she's, like, really leaning into, like, being a dog mom.
They're compromising. Oh. They're, you know, they're.
I mean, they seem to be in a really good place.
Yeah.
I'm really happy for that.
I am too. And I can't, like, last season, I was like, get this man away from her. But now I'm just like, eh.
It's good for her.
Yeah, I think maybe he
is. You know, so Dolores and Jennifer, to me, is a fun fucking feud.
I
love it.
Because Jennifer is truly unhinged.
Can I tell you something?
Her commitment to wearing a heel in that boot, regardless of the outfit, even when the outfit didn't require a heel.
That satin, like, no. Those satin shorts and a tank top did not need a kitten heel.
Absolutely not. But she said, I will put one on. I'm making a point.
Yeah, I was like, okay, you go, girl. I was like, go, good for you. Jennifer, to me, is like a great housewife. I don't agree with her a lot of the time.
I'd argue I don't agree with her like 95% of the times.
Oh, wow.
It's up there. I mean,
she's wild.
Yes. And I think her housewife's, you know, tenure has been Teresa's friend, and I think she's taken a lot of cues from Teresa, aka this, like, blind loyalty thing with Dolores, that she's so mad at Dolores for just even understanding Margaret's side that makes her a shit friend, which is ridiculous.
Yeah,
truly wild.
It's, but, like, I gotta tell you, I think her kids are adorable. I think they're, like, little funny angels. They drag her.
Who's your oldest one? Gabby. Love Gabby. Maybe you're just an airhead.
Yeah. She was like, do you ever think that you're just an airhead? And she's like, no, someone put the evil eye on me.
No, it's an evil eye. We're bringing that bad boy back.
Well, you know, we do get into the evil eye in Miami.
I know. It's so funny how
we'll talk about that. Yeah. So with Jennifer, I just feel there's such like a deep sadness within her because of this whole Bill affair thing. And I think that it's really, really hard for her to like get over and process. And I don't think Bill really allows her to feel her feelings about it.
Well, that's what I was gonna
now say. He's like, it happened 10 years ago. Like, right. What the fuck are we talking about it? But it's like, because she's buried her feelings about it for a long time. Like, there's just a sadness in her eyes, truthfully.
Right. I think she never got what she needed from Bill out of that whole thing. Like, he never validated her feelings and never, I mean, he did, you know, he never gave her what she needed to hear. So I think now she's kind of lashing out and looking for that in all the women. Like, just someone to validate how she's feeling, to someone acknowledge. Mm-hmm. Whether it's right or wrong, like, this is how she feels, sort of thing.
Yeah. Wow. Very deep.
And Dolores is not the one, though. Let me tell
Dolores
you.
Dolores is not the one to validate
Dolores
your feelings.
Dolores is not the
no,
one.
No. Dolores, if you want to smoke a cig in her mom's driveway and, like, eat some barbecue, like, Dolores is your girl.
Your girl.
If you come to Dolores with, like, feelings, if you start the sentence, like, I feel that blank, like, she's not going to be about it.
Especially when it comes to her, because like I think Dolores also like prides herself on being a good friend and like being solid. Like Dolores is a solid lady,
yeah.
Just she's, like character wise, but
she's solid. Yeah, you're right.
And I think Jennifer trying this like feelings woo woo like you weren't there for me bullshit. Not when like Dolores really didn't do anything for to her, she just has like no patience for it.
I also don't think Dolores has really like. I think Dolores was a good like. Friend, but I don't think Dolores ever really like loved Jennifer.
No. I think
that was
like,
a very one-sided
just be
relationship.
Nice to this woman. She's fine.
Yeah, like she probably like felt bad for her. Like this girl is like kind of weird, like a little sheltered. You know, has 5 kids. Like I'll be nice to her.
Yeah, but she's being nice to me, so there's no harm now.
And now she's like, "Fuck you, you stupid little cunt." Like my God, Dolores. Like I. Literally screamed when she said that last reunion. I was like,
oh my gosh. I was like, yeah.
Because I was not expecting this.
I don't know if this is good. I love an occasional, really heartfelt see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. One time on this podcast, I called Heather Dubrow a cunt, and people did not respond well to that.
Well, yeah.
She had a very cunty attitude last season. But anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Dolores, okay. They go to the roller skating party.
This party was stressing me out a little bit. We were introduced to so many people, many Chirons, and plus the fact that everyone was in a costume. I couldn't make heads or tails or who was what. And why are we giving Tracy Barber Chiron still?
Why? Why is she
who
there?
Who was interested? Who was curious?
If I was her, I would never show my face again.
It's like I'm meeting 3 Dominics, a John, and a Dan, another Danielle. Like, I don't have time for this.
There's a lot of Danielles. There's a lot of, like... Jens.
A lot of Jens. We have now Jennifer and Jen Fessler. Like,
It's a lot. And they're all on these roller skates. And I was watching with my friend Paige, and we were like, nothing is more, like, less sexy than being on roller skates and, like, being on the carpet, like, trying to make your way to the concession stand. Like, they're all, like, going like this, like, with their
unless you're, their like, amazing skates. And it looks effortless, you look, like, ridiculous.
No one was doing any cool tricks.
No, not at
all. It wasn't, like, Bethany on roller skates. Like, when Bethany gets on roller skates, she becomes a fucking superhero.
Comes alive.
Roller Girl, are you kidding?
Yeah, bring back Roller Girl on TikTok.
Bring back
Bethany.
Roller Girl, because what Bethany's doing right now is not working for me.
Anything else? Let's try something new.
Please. Let's go back to 2008. Roller Girl. But yeah, like, they were all just kind of, like, scooting around. And I have to tell you, if I was Brittany Frank's girlfriend and I saw my boyfriend act like this about his ex-wife, I would be like, I don't need to be in this.
Let's get into the Dolores Pauly Frank of it all, because I think it's very interesting.
I do too. Okay, go for it.
I am so, I'm, first of all, I'm thrilled for Dolores. I think the difference between her dating David and her with Polly is like night and day.
The way she's acting.
Yeah, completely. And I think she seems so happy. She somehow managed to find a man that's redder than Louis, which I didn't know existed in New Jersey.
When that man popped up to Marge's house, jump scare. I was like, oh my God.
Truly.
Mm-hmm. But he's an Irish Frank.
He is an Irish Frank. He's an Irish Frank who also knows his angles. I'm just going to say that.
He was working it. We'll get to that. But continue.
But she just seems so happy. And, you know, I think we as an audience are so used to the Frank and Dolores dynamic. And we love Frank. I love Frank. I think he's great. And
we forgive him for all of his past sins.
We really
have blinders on.
Truly. Mm-hmm. But when you actually take a step back and think about it, it's like, no, it shouldn't be like that. Like, Dolores should be with her boyfriend and Frank should have to take a back seat and he shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Be prioritized. Like, this is how
Frank
a normal
also
relationship
has a girlfriend,
right? And you never saw Dolores being like, Frank, you're never around. Bam, bam, bam. Like, I don't.
He
where's
was
the family?
Fucking hoes on boats, and Dolores didn't say a fucking word about it.
No, like, just one about.
Just one
now
about
the dynamic
day.
Has changed, and she actually has a boyfriend who's interested, unlike David, who only cared about going to like the shooting range and hospital. Like, well, and I'm sorry, this is
sniper
normal.
School. Where was he, January 6th? But, like, I believe Frank still, at this point in filming, still lives with David.
Mm-hmm.
So, my thing is like, Frank, why the fuck can't you get a place of your own? Like, right. What is your problem? He's like, I can't come over, you know, whatever. She's like, go get your own house. Like, I'm moving on with my life. You know, as the kids say on TikTok, like, Dolores is entering her soft girl era. Like, she's really, mm-hmm. Polly seems to, like, be really opening her up. Really, like, she's able to let her walls down, she said. She's like, they crumbled down in aisle 8.
He's, like, saying, he's offering to, like, I'm here to take care of you. Let me help you. Let me support. And I don't think Dolores has ever really had that before. I think for the longest time, it's kind of been her
on her own. Right.
Yes. Yeah. The family and herself and her life. And I think now she finally, and she's like, no, I am going to put up boundaries because I want this to work and this is important mm-hmm. to me. And I'm very proud of her.
And the fact that, like, Polly showed up to that photo shoot.
I know.
He has an Irish accent and I knew he was Irish, but I didn't think he was like from Ireland.
No, he's like Irish.
I have no fucking idea. Like,
I didn't either. It took me a second because, like, is there an accent or is it just Jersey and he's
talking? Up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was like, huh. And then I really, really listened and I was like, oh, okay. He's like,
yeah.
And she just seems, like, happy, like, he's around.
So happy. And I think people can tell, too, because everyone except for Frank is, like, so supportive. Like, I really love, like,
Frank
how genuinely happy,
the
like, Joe Gorga seemed for her, like, at the rollers party and then at the photo shoot. Like, Joe seemed, like, genuinely just elated for Dolores, and I love that.
Yeah, like, he's known Dolores since he was a kid. So, like, to see mm-hmm. her with someone who makes her so happy and, like, she's just saying fuck you to everybody, like, I'm making this decision for myself, I'm like, good for you. And I just think Frank kind of maybe knows in his heart, like, this is the guy for her. And mm-hmm. like, where does Frank fall in that? But, like, that's not Dolores's problem.
It's not Dolores's problem. And it's like she said look, we will get to a place where, like, we can all hang out and it's mm-hmm. cool. You just have to be patient. And I think
and
that's totally fair.
And you also have
fair.
To chill. Like, you have to stop making comments. Like, why
yeah.
would...
Oh, my gosh.
Why would
he was
Polly...
down bad. He could not stop talking about Polly.
No. Yeah, like, every... What's on everybody's lips is Polly. Like, the name on everybody's lips. Like,
truly.
I'm really happy for her. She's glowing. And when her and Jennifer get into it at the photo shoot, I was, like, not ready for that.
No.
Like, Dolores, I thought, would, like, hit her. I was like, oh, fuck. I was
it
like,
was
I
so
can't
funny
have this.
Too. This other thing that was cracking me up during that fight is, like, Jennifer's like, you know, she's really going for it. She's like trying to make a scene. And everyone else is just like, ugh, what is this now? Like, what yeah. is she saying? Like, no one was like concerned or like invested. They're just like, what?
I know. Cause I always tell people on this podcast, because of what I saw of her at BravoCon, both
of
times
Jen.
Of Jen, mm-hmm. is she doesn't shut the fuck up. And it's like, for real, like she doesn't land the plane. So I just think like we always have to keep that little nugget in the back of our minds, like how much she's really talking.
Right. Like we only see the edit. They're there.
Because if you go back and rewatch like any reunion with Jennifer, you see Andy getting like visibly annoyed where he's like, what is the point of this question that you're asking? Yeah, like, totally. Please, like, tell us. And granted, Andy does seem more irritated than usual lately. He really became activated with Robin Dixon on Walter Outside, and I was so excited. I was like, "Yo, he woke up."
Yeah.
Teresa made a really good point on her podcast this week.
Oh, say the quote. It's good. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna paraphrase. Yeah. But she was like, "I've gotten divorced on this show. I've gone to prison on this show. I've buried my parents on this show. Mm-hmm. Like, et cetera, et cetera. I've gotten married on this show. Like." What the fuck have you done on this show? Like, really? Like, your storyline is a text?
Try to find an imaginary sister.
No, that... Or have a baby. That was or really...
That's my fucking favorite go-to.
I mean, when Jennifer called that out, I was like, thank God. Because, like, someone I said don't...
It. Yeah.
I like Melissa, but, like, I like her enough to know that, like, that was bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, I like Melissa, too, for the most part. I just think
she's been done with Teresa for a long time.
I think the bridesmaid thing, oddly enough, like, was the straw that broke the camel's back. Not because of, like, being a bridesmaid, because, look, no one over 30 wants to be a bridesmaid anymore. Like, that ship has sailed. Mm-hmm. But I think for Melissa, when Teresa came back from prison, I think Melissa really did make an effort. I think Melissa really did try to make it work with them. And I think in her mind, she probably swallowed a lot of shit for the sake of getting along with Teresa. So then for Teresa not to make her a bridesmaid was, like, in a way, her saying,
it
didn't add up to any, it didn't count for anything. Like, all your efforts meant nothing. And I bet she also resents how easy it's been with her and Louie's family.
I think there's a lot that happens with Joe Gorga, maybe behind the scenes that, like, we're not seeing. Because, like, I think Melissa's, like, the scapegoat for this.
I do, too. I think,
like, I think it's really easy to, like,
I mean, look at how he acted this episode. He could barely, like, even talk to Teresa for more than, like, 10 seconds.
Because him and her are the same fucking person.
They are.
Like, they're saying that they've been like this for years. Like, they've been saying the same thing about each other and their relationship. Like, they just don't want to make family work. Like, they don't want to put the time. And it's, like... Teresa, I will say, like, stepped the fuck up with her parents. Like, she really, like, Nono lived with her. Nono took care of the girls. Like, she's really is about family. But I think so much hurt happened with Joe versus Joe that it maybe was hard for him to feel comfortable going back in the house. I don't really know. I think it's not an excuse. I mean, your dad's, like, elderly and he's making awkward calls at 6 a.m. Like, I miss him. I'm a Soto,
I do too.
He was a king. But I really, you know, I feel really good about this season. And how do you feel about the new girls?
I was just about to ask. I was like, we gotta talk about the new girls. Okay. Yeah. Rachel, I don't really have a lot of thoughts on yet.
Other than we're the same age, basically.
Are we though? I mean, no, that made me guess. Sick. She dropped that she was born in the 90s 10 seconds into that. Like, she made sure she got that out the gate. But, like, I don't know. I was shocked when she said she was born in 91. I was like, okay.
The fact she's a year older than me, I was like,
I'm not ready to, like, yeah, I'm not ready to go down that road.
No. I'm like, I
couldn't be a housewife. I'm a child.
No, I'm like, I'm not a woman.
You're right. No.
I'm not a woman. I feel like women do this show, you know?
Right. Oh, 1,000%.
The only two people that I allow to be housewives that are young is Ashley Darby and Candace Dillard.
Absolutely. That's it. That's the cut off.
Everyone else I want over 40.
If you are born before them,
get out of here. And then Danielle, I do fear, will be a star that burns really bright, really fast, and then burns out.
Danielle was a trip, man. My husband's fascinated.
An Adonis.
I love how much she loves her life. Like, the way she was talking about her kids and the way, like, she gets them dressed and her husband.
I know.
And them, you know, flexing their boobies together. It was...
Match made in heaven, frankly.
Truly. I was like, you have found everything you are looking for, and I am happy for you. Now,
true
is
life,
she,
I'm
like,
a Staten Island girl.
Yeah. And boy, is she. She kind of is, like, a mix. She kind of, looks-wise, she kind of is a mix of, like, Alexis Bellino and... Kevin Jonas's wife.
Oh, Danielle.
Yeah.
Oh my God, 100%. Do you know who she sounds like, though?
Who?
I don't like bringing her up on this podcast. Siggy. They have the exact same, like the hair and like they're like they talk the exact same.
I can hear it now.
And I mean, when Siggy first came on the scene and she had that face wrap and she was drinking the bowl with a straw, like,
great.
I mean, truly, like, iconic. But then
it's, you know, like the Kyle Richards, like, we were so happy then. Little did we know where we were.
Yeah, little did we know. It was bad.
Going to take a
in December, sharp Denise turn down. Stopped. Like, that's the vibe.
Ooh.
But Danielle is like coming in hot. I do have to laugh when Teresa was like, so I know she Danielle because her stepmom was married to Caroline Manzo's brother. And I was like,
so does that mean
so they're
her
not related?
Does that mean her stepmom was married to a Manzo before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But so I was just like, so they're
love
literally
to know what she saw. Because they had a photo together.
I know. And her tank top said bridesmaid.
Oh, it sure did.
Yeah. Bedazzled. They give me great Jersey energy. Like, they give fun energy. It, you know, I find them enjoyable more than I thought I would.
I agree. Because when I saw, like, you know, Danielle's mommy Instagram blogger, it's just like, yes,
I was startled.
It's just eye roll. Question, do you think her husband saw it?
No.
No? Okay. Okay, at first I didn't.
I get it.
But then he, like, kind of talks and he has, like, Jersey Staten Island thing. And it was kind of working. Just for, like, a little bit, it was kind of working. When he was just, like, talking with the kids, I was like, I don't know. But, like, if I just saw him, no, he wouldn't be my type normally.
But hearing him.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. We're going to have to flesh this out a little bit more. I don't know. I'm not ready to commit to
it. I understand. Get it. Like, I understand it. But I'm not, it's not for me.
Right.
He was making me laugh. And he kind of goes along with anything she says. Like, he's like, pour water on yourself, babe.
And he's like, okay. Pouring water on himself while holding tools. I don't know why that makes sense, but why not?
It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much all I have for Jersey. Do you have anything?
No, I think we covered it.
We covered it. Yeah.
I love Dolores saying jerk off. That's what I'll end it with. I love Dolores calling people a jerk off.
I love everything Dolores does. Mm-hmm. Like, deeply. Like, she's like a safe place for me. Yeah. So next up, we have the Vanderpump Rules premiere. I was really nervous. You know what?
Were you nervous?
Yeah, I take that back. I made that up. I don't know why I said that. I forgive me. I lied. So last season, I was like, I'm done with this.
Oh,
I'm
last
done
season,
with this fucking show.
Okay. Yeah. I should be like, honest. I tapped out at the pickleball tournament. This is where I was like, and I'm
that
out.
Was like episode two. Yeah. That was fucking great.
But I do know. I followed like the big points. Like, I know like Sheena.
Right. Like,
you know. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Like, you got the gist.
Yeah. But
then
I just
when everyone's
do it.
Lives started falling apart, I was like, get these cameras up right now. Like,
get
the moment I saw that Randall and Lala were breaking up, James and Raquel were breaking up, then Katie and Schwartz were breaking up, I was like, oh,
it's like,
God,
the universe kicked into gear. I was like, all right, we gotta turn this puppy around.
Did it was like 10-year like anniversary, like, we're turning this up. And I am obsessed. Loved the premiere.
I completely agree. It felt so rooted in like real things, like everything that's going on. It felt real, and everyone was very forthcoming, I felt like, in a way that, you know, lately with Housewives, we haven't been getting. And it was a breath of fresh.
I felt energized, like, watching James dance around in his little satin top with his buttons like halfway down to his belly button, and he was coked out of his mind. Like, I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. Like, these people.
When we open and he's pumping his own music on his way to work to hype himself up, I was like, you go. Good for you.
I love that little man.
Off the wagon, like, and better than ever.
Off the fucking wagon. I love that they talked about that.
And look, like, I'm not encouraging people to get off the wagon, but
if you're James Kennedy.
You do you, man.
Live your life.
I mean, and yeah, selfishly as a viewer, like, I'm thankful we're not doing another grappling with sobriety storyline.
Yeah.
I just want James to do James.
And you know what? Lisa Vanderpump said the same thing. She was like, she's like, listen, if he doesn't want to be sober, that's fine. As long as he does his job. I was like, exactly. I was like, all right. We didn't get a lot of Lisa in the premiere, which is fine.
We just say thank God.
Like, yeah, like
even the part she were in, it felt like so shoehorned. I was like, okay, can we?
He's like, what are you guys doing here? And they're like, we're fucking filming, bitch. Like, we've been here for 10 years. What do you think we're doing? Like, we had a call time.
Right. You know.
You knew we were going to be here. Like, be
fucking
real.
You haven't talked to me in 6 months. Like,
that's the thing that I think, like, they all are dying to, like, be open about. Like, they all to, like, be like, we don't fuck with Lisa Vanderpump. She's done some shady shit. She does, but, like, she's given them everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because
it's tough,
of her.
Like, they don't work for her, but they work for her a little, but they owe it all to her. So mm-hmm. it's like, there's only so much honesty you can
Ariana has tried to toe that line before.
I know. Mm-hmm.
She really has. Do you know who's never looked better?
Oh, thanks.
I wanted to throw my panties at the TV. Tom Sandoval.
Okay.
Has never looked
Sam,
better.
I was going to say, I was like, I don't know if this is going to be a hot take, but that mustache is working for me. When the he mustache. Said it's a Top Gun summer, I was like, yes. Yes,
absolutely,
I get it.
It is, babe. It can be whatever summer you want.
He's rocking it. Never shave it.
It could be a top off summer. Tops off, bottoms off, whatever you want, babe.
I know. I'm like, am I going to go see his band now? Like, I don't know. Maybe.
I know. Like, should I make a trip out to West Hollywood and
right.
come see you and Matt and, like, go see Tom and the...
Well, you know, we did try to go to Shorts and Sandy's the other weekend.
Oh, was it busy?
It was busy. So we went on a Saturday night.
Does it look
night,
crazy?
Which... So it's small. That's the thing. It's very small. Like, smaller than Tom Tom. It's, like, maybe half the size of Tom Tom. And it's also... Not in a strip mall, but it is in a strip of buildings with a parking lot across from the Celebrity Scientology Center.
Pardon?
Oh, yeah. It's across from the Celebrity Scientology Center in Hollywood in this, like, corner of a not strip mall next to, like, a laundromat and, like, a Fresh Brothers pizza. And I'll say this, but it's nice on the inside. Like, it looks great.
Oh, okay.
Like, all the tinkering they did with the decorations and stuff, I think paid off. I think it looked nice, but it was too full. So we were like, couldn't get
You're
a
like,
drink or whatever.
That.
So we're like, we got to go. But it did look nice on the inside. I was shocked it was in a strip mall, though. Really shook by that.
Really shook right now. Okay. Wow. But anyway, Tom Sandoval never looked
looks
better.
Great.
Looks
yeah,
great.
I agree.
I think they all look good. I think everybody except for Schwartz.
Yes. Schwartz.
And we talk about Schwartz? A little rundown.
I am sick of this man too. I'm already we're episode one and I'm like,
how mad did he make you in the confessionals? When he was like, I wasn't really listening, but I guess that's why we got divorced. I was like, pardon?
So you couldn't lay out to me right now even two of the reasons Katie told you why she wants to divorce you?
No.
And that's him in a nutshell, though. I was like, mm-hmm. God, like, no wonder she asked for a divorce. Like, even now in, like, the chance that, like, she's laying it all out, trying to turn things, he had nothing.
Nothing.
And he just hides behind this, like, oh, I'm just, like, self-deprecating, like, soft-spoken. No. Like, I'm just soft-spoken, Tom.
No, I hate it. I feel like the last, like, two or three seasons, I would say, I've really been Team Katie. And, like, I never was before. Very anti-Katie. I was very in my internalized misogyny bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck Katie. Like, she's so fucking naggy. Like, how dare she talk about his dick like that? She fucking hated him. Here's the thing. She loved him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure as like a friend, like they had a good friendship, but when it came time to like him not standing up for her,
right,
any chance he fucking had, it was like, what?
Just he never respected what
he
she asked
on
for
her.
He
after
never
they
listened.
Got married,
he even yeah and admitted it. Well, he like on Watch What Happens was like, oh, straight a few times,
I made out with Lala's friend and called her Bubba, but I don't really remember. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
right,
so Katie's not crazy if you're being like, can you maybe cool it on the drinking? Like, if you mm-hmm. can't fucking remember who you're calling Bubba, like, maybe cool
there's
it.
An issue, right,
there's an issue. Like, it. So Tom and Tom were on Watch What Happens Live this week, and mm-hmm. Tom Sandoval actually said, he was like, I did feel like responsible for their divorce when it first happened. I was like,
and you know why he did?
Yeah.
Because of Tom. And he shouldn't have, though. But, like, that's the thing. And Tom is, like, the ultimate, like, excuse maker. He loves... And he's... Tom did say this on Watch What Happens Live, too. He was like, you know, I scapegoated Schwartz and Sandys as the reason, but it really wasn't. And it wasn't. It's just that...
He needs therapy. I do think, like, deep down, like, I don't think he's a bad person.
No,
like, I don't think he's malicious, but that doesn't mean that he's not hurtful in his actions.
He just might not also be just cut out for relationships. Like, maybe that's just not his bag.
Yeah.
Because that was the ultimate. I think Katie was always hoping, like, he'll change. We're going to get older. We're going to grow. He will come around. And he just never did.
He never did. He and those three triplet brothers. Those little Berenstain Bears. Like,
I bet there's so much to unpack there. You know what I mean?
No, like, you're not an only, like, the fact that he's a brother, an older brother to three little triplets.
That all share a phone?
That all share a phone. They probably all, like, I picture them, like, going to bed, like in their little beds, like, next to each other, like, scooting in, like, with their little nightcaps, like, you know? Like, totally.
In a basement in Florida.
And a cold lower level. I'm happy for Katie. I think she looks great.
I do too.
She looks great.
I think we need to work on the wardrobe a little bit. I only say
we're never gonna get what we want out of it. Gonna get there.
That last look at when they went to that Hope James set at the hotel really, like, I was like, girl, I am rooting for you.
I am rooting for you.
Yes.
But she just can't help herself. I'll never forget what she wore in Paris with the other girls, Stassi, Kristen, and Brittany.
Yeah.
I was like sick over that bucket hat. I was like, get that off your fucking head right now. She looked like that little French boy in Passport to Paris. Like, I was pissed about it. I was like, you're in goddamn Paris. And like, this is what you're wearing. And I also love watching the crumbling of Lala's like facade of what she thought her relationship was. I'm obsessed with it.
I appreciate how forthcoming she's being about, she's like talking about everything. She's like, let me give you all the tea about Randall. Let me give you all the tea about cheating with James. Let me give you all the tea about,
you know, that little tidbit about cheating with James. I was like, thank God. Like,
right.
We've been waiting for this. And for him and to admit that he cheated on Raquel with those all other those girls. Times.
God, I had forgotten how many girls it was until we did the flashback. And I was like, oh, no, we're still going?
I thought it was going to be like the one girl. And then it was like another girl. And then it was girl.
Kristen at Pride. I'm like, oh, man. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. I was like, when Kristen jumped the fence at Pride, I was like, Jesus Christ, that was so insane. But I mean, the LA Times article, like, there's no escaping that. Like, everyone read it. Everyone's talking about it. And she's alluded to some pretty dark, sinister behavior.
And let me tell you, like, the way she said it, when she said that LA Times article didn't even, like, touch on the worst of the worst, I, like, felt that in my, like, gut. I was like, oh, my God, what does she know? Like,
I believe her.
It's bad.
It's really bad. And she's like,
I didn't know 50 Cent was right. Little Harvey. I didn't miss that.
No, I must have missed that in the whole Money Bed Monday situation. Like, she was like, yeah, he was right. And you know how dumb she probably feels?
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I understand that, you know, how did she not know? How did she not see these signs? I mean, when Sandoval was rattling off, like,
Which I did not appreciate, by the way. He was coming like a little hard.
He was coming a little too hard. I get it. He really was. But like when they did the, you know, he pretends that I'm like trying to get a role for like a movie.
That was like, oof.
I was like, oh, babe, that's not good. And then Sheena was really absent. She made like one or two appearances.
I was like, where is Sheena? When she had that little confessional about like, you can play pickleball anywhere and all this.
I did laugh.
I didn't need more Sheena. I was like,
I know. Sheena Shea from Marina Del Rey. Like, I love my little Sheena. Like, she's so... I do find it funny that she's, like, palling around with Raquel.
I know. Well,
I'm like, you're a mother and, like, you're hanging out with Raquel who looks like a Bratz doll. Like, what's happening?
I know. I can't wait to see how we get there because, like, clearly stuff goes down. And you know what else I'm watching now, too, is, like, now that we know that Schwartz and Raquel do make out at some every interaction, I'm like, oh, the hand on the shoulder.
Every touch. Yes. When he touched her shoulder, I was like, I was like, she's walking over to the table. She's cashing them out. Like, she was so fucked up. Like, she was wasted. Yeah. And when she was talking to James, I was like,
I wanted to die. I was begging. I was like, if my soul could just leave my body right this second, and then I'll just come back and.
Like, I wish a producer would have intervened. And then, like, get
anyone.
Away.
I wish there had been someone else in the bathroom to just bolt at, like, anything.
Because, like, that is weird. Like, he is dating a new Raquel. She's literally just a replacement.
True. They talk kind of a ding dong. Like, their voices are different, but they talk exactly the same.
Yeah.
They're at, like, a volume 7.
She's like, I just, you know, James, he's, like, really crazy. Like, it's really, like, likes to move fast. And, like, and Lala was like, you don't think that that's, like, weird? Like, he was engaged. Mm-hmm. Engaged. And lived with someone for years.
For 5 years.
3 weeks later, he, like, meets you and now you're living together. It's just
and
so.
And you just happen to look just like his mom. When Raquel called that out, I was like, oh.
No, Raquel's like coming for them.
Yeah.
I'm really intrigued by this whole Tom and Raquel situation because I've heard that they're still hooking up.
Oh, really?
Like, even
well, he said
now,
on Watch What Happens he didn't regret it.
No, like, I think they're fucking. Man. And, like, there was comments made at, like, what at BravoCon at the panel, like, you know, and if I was Katie, I can't even tell you what I would do. I would, like, light their houses on fire.
Well, because it's, like, it's not like you guys are in, like, a podunk town in Arkansas. Like, you are in West Hollywood. There are thousands of people out there who would happily fuck you. You couldn't find anyone else.
Well, here's my thing. It's the fucking Peter or going on dates with Peter. Who
oh,
has
my God.
No
can we talk
game.
About that, like, immediate ick when he was
about
trying to, like, talk to Raquel? Oh, my God. I wanted to die. I was like.
She was like, you keep bringing that up. I don't really know what you're talking about.
She couldn't have seemed less interested. And he was like, no, I'm really doing something with it. But you said nachos one time. And I'm going to hang on to that because I listen.
So I one time went on a date with a guy and I made one, like, little joke that he, like, had resemblance to Henry Cavill or whatever. And I mean, I was reaching. I was trying to be nice.
Being nice.
You know, I was like, I had a couple drinks. I was like, I'm desperate. And the next time I saw him, like, he kept bringing that up. Like, he was like, remember when you said that? And I was like, okay, like, you're disgusting.
No,
like, you make me sick. Like, you're sweating. Like, get away from me. But anyway, that's, like what it reminded
Peter
me of.
In his 40s?
Yeah, Peter is disgusting. Like, remember he tried to fuck Vicky Gumbelson? He was like, you got to come back to
school.
I was like,
was that
on Twitter? She was like, she tweeted or like oh, he tweeted oh at her. God. Remember that?
Of course.
When Steve Lodge broke up with her, he was like, he's like, you deserve a real man. I was like, what is going on?
Peter.
That's a couple I would like to see.
You know, why right. not? Yeah.
Fuck it.
Those two can go off together and be
they,
happy.
I mean, she would fuck the shit out of him. Like, she would rock his world.
I do. I agree.
People
I think
say that Sonia's the horniest housewife. I say, no. Vicky Gumbelson fucks.
And we all, like, when she was with Brooks, like, there was a light in her eyes where you knew.
A light in her
she was
eyes.
Getting it on.
She was, her loins were burning. Like,
I know. In
there
heat.
Was so many, even him, like, he, like, wanted a piece of Vicky. Like, he really did. Anyway, we could talk about that forever. I find Vicky Gumbelson to be, like, a fascinating character, but
I know
Raquel. So my thing with Raquel is, like, so she went on a date with Peter. She ends up fucking Tom. She also hooked up with Nima
and
now Garcelle said, I'm like, you're kind of coming off like a Bravo fucker. Like,
yeah, that's the thing. Like,
I'm not a puck slut, like how girls like fuck hockey players. Like, I don't know what.
Yeah, what's the equivalent to someone who's only fucking people on Bravo?
And like James kind of made a joke about that at BravoCon. He was like, well, she's kind of
Bravo
trying to
bed
do it to stay relevant.
Does that work?
A Bravo bed wench.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I don't think.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's weird.
I mean, Raquel should fuck whoever,
like,
she wants. By all means. Like,
oh, for sure.
But
people are going to talk.
Up. It's just interesting that it keeps being linked to, like, people we're familiar with.
Yeah. I mean, when I saw Garcelle's son in the preview, I was like, what? He's married.
I don't think anymore, right?
Well,
right?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Raquel broke up a family. Like, that little flippy-haired fuck, like, is just... little Bambi-eyed bitch, like, running around WeHo just tearing families apart. I'm kind of here for it. I'm glad Charlie's really not around. I could do without.
I like, you know, this was like the perfect amount. Her, you know, sneaking shots under the bar. I was like, that's
I was
fine.
Like,
that's
you were
fine.
Like the perfect amount. I was like, she was on camera for 1 minute. So you're right.
I mean, no, I mean, like, that's a good capacity to have Charlie in, like, just, you know, shenanigans at Sir. Like, that's fine. Like, you know.
Yeah, them having, like, a
dinner back to
party
the old days.
Him. Yeah, I was like, okay, we're in it. You know, I really was fascinated, too, by Allie and Raquel having a conversation. That was something I didn't expect.
It started, I was like, okay, this is good. They should clear the air. They're going to be around each other a lot. Yeah. Like, I think this is, you know, let's get the awkwardness out of the way. But then Raquel kind of got into, like, not, like, oh, but James is like this, and he talks mm-hmm. to you a certain way. Just, I was like, okay, girl, no. Like, this isn't,
I know.
You don't need to warn her. Like,
no, she knows.
Already living together. That ship has sailed.
Like, she's fully, and if she's not aware, like,
and it's not gonna, like, coming from you, it's not gonna do anything. She decided to date this man after you guys got broke up after, like, 3 weeks later. I don't think she's
right.
all that concerned.
I also, yeah, I don't think she's thinking too much. I don't think she thinks.
Which one?
Allie.
Okay.
I think Raquel is starting to think. Like,
I do too.
Not full on Teresa having, like, deep, you know, introspective thoughts, but she's a smart girl. Like, she's like, I just think for she was really, really insecure and had, like, a mm-hmm. lot of social anxiety, and also being with someone like James, who I believe to be, like, a little, like, emotionally, mentally abusive, possibly mm-hmm. verbally at least. Like, that was probably fucking her up. So I hope we get to see her, you know, come out of her shell a little bit.
Yes. I'm ready to see her on her own as her own woman doing whatever she wants.
Yeah. We're feminists.
Real quick before we, I guess. we just accuse her of breaking
as
up
we just,
family,
like, yeah, we're just a homewrecker.
Which I don't, let's just, for the record, that was, it's all on Oliver.
It's but, a joke.
Where do you stand with, like, the Schwartz, Lala, Randall of it all?
Schwartz is being a fucking idiot.
Thank you. Also, I don't want a serious answer to this, but what is the hold that pickleball has on people today?
Taylor? People?
I don't want you to get responses. Like, I don't want people to earnestly tell you, like, bombard you, but, like, what the fuck? And also, like,
those little paddles and those little balls, like, they love it.
Cannot get enough.
I think it's because it's, like, tennis is really hard, and I think pickleball is, like,
and ping pong is for losers, so, like, pickleball is in the middle.
We gotta make we gotta merge the two. But Schwartz is 100% wrong. I don't think it was self-serving for Lala to be like, hey, all this really dark, sinister shit is coming out about my ex-fiance, can you guys maybe cool it on hanging out?
And even if Lala hadn't asked them to, like, not hang out with Randall, why would you want to hang out with this man anyway when all of this stuff is coming out? Like, why are you choosing to spend time with him?
Remember when, like, we found out her ring was fake?
Yes,
that was fucking crazy. Like, this man is a fucking swindler. Like, she equated him to Harvey Weinstein. She was like, yeah, he was like that, but, like, poor.
It was all a deck of cards.
Oh, it's so dark. I can't wait to watch it unfold.
I agree, though. I am very team Lala on that.
And, like, I think she really bleeds out for the show.
I do, too. I agree.
Like, I think
I haven't loved her these last few seasons, but I appreciate
it. But also, the show has been shit.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know if I liked anyone, to be totally honest.
Oh, God. Like,
it was a bit of a slog. But, yeah, I appreciate how forthcoming she's been about everything. I think there's more to come.
I'm, like, really surprised that, like, Jax and Brittany haven't, like, attempted to make their way back. Like, not even in the background.
That's a good point. I know. Brittany more. I feel like Brittany could. If she, like, I don't
they, like, anyone all hang out still.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not mad. Let's get one thing. I am.
No. I don't need to see. I don't need to see Jax Taylor. No. I mean, I did at one point want it back. I will admit that.
That's okay. But that feeling's
we all make mistakes.
We're on the greener pastures. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, such as Real Housewives of Miami.
Yes. Thank you. The crown jewel right now.
The crown jewel. Like,
I
tell me all of your thoughts. Woman. Yeah.
What I love about Miami and what I think other franchises should take note from right now is that it doesn't feel like they are showing up to a call time. It doesn't feel like they are clocking in one way or another. It seems like, even though I feel like, does Alexia like Nicole? No, not really. Does Larsa like, you know, Julia or Andreana? No. But it still somehow feels like they're just hanging, and there's just, like, an innate warmness, and, like, they're just naturally, like, affectionate towards each other and seem like they care and are invested in a way that I am finding so refreshing. I think all the women are beautiful. I think they're all dynamic. I think it takes all sorts to fill out a Housewives cast, and I think everyone brings something different, and I watch every season, like, episode twice a week. And I love
it. I can't get enough. I second everything that you say. about them. I love to look at them, like their clothes and the bright colors and the makeup and the lips and the glosses and the hair. Like, I love them so much. They're so Miami. And like you said, they all play a certain part, and not saying that they're playing a part, like,
right, they just but they're a
great cast, and even the
they
friends
fill out the cast. Exactly. Oh, Kiki?
Marisol,
I love Kiki, love them all. I would like,
love,
don't change a thing, don't touch a single thing, just leave
no,
it just how it
they,
is.
If they demote or anything, don't, like, I'll
be pissed,
I'll scream.
I don't think they, I mean, all they've heard is like glowing things.
No, and Andy's anything? Like loving it too. Like, he, his face like lights up. Like, when Alexia and Marisol were on, like, he was really about having them on, like, really excited. The scenes with Frankie, like, fuck me up.
Oh, Frankie.
He is a light. He's an angel.
He's
I
so
love
pure.
Him.
He's just like a pure spirit.
He is. And like, when he was like talking to his dad about playing basketball, the fact that Alexia can like sit across the table from that man.
And who, you know, like,
I literally ruined her life.
Yeah. And he has not been great even post divorce.
What's going on?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, because when she said like, oh, he went away for like drugs or something, I was like, or something seems a little weird. Let me do a little bit of digging. I don't know.
That
I
is
just
weird.
Like, I caught a vibe. It was like, oh, drugs or something. I was like, oh. Yeah. So in 2007, he went away for sexual battery on a minor. He's a registered sex offender. Yes.
What?
Yes. And then he did go away for drugs after that. So she was right. But he's like,
it was the
or guy.
Something.
Yeah. Just putting it out there. I just feel like people should
my
know.
My God. I'm speechless.
I know.
Because I watched Cocaine Cowboys and was like,
it happened afterwards. Yeah, it happened after.
Oh my God.
But I get it.
Wow. 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 Wow.
But yeah, but love Frankie, and I hope.
Love Frankie.
Not.
No, and like, he's just like a sweet boy, and like, he like loves his mom.
He loves his family.
Her.
He loves his parents. I think he loves Peter. He's just like, he's so sweet.
He loves Todd.
When he said to his dad, he was like, I'll whoop you, my love. I was like, that is so cute.
I know. Like, he just like warms my heart. Like, every scene with them like really gets me. Mm-hmm. I love that they waste
I appreciate
no time
it because you see a totally
house.
Different side of Alexia. Like, if we never saw those scenes with her and Frankie, like, I think we'd be missing out on like a very important part of who Alexia is.
Totally. I'm glad that they wasted no time getting us to the Bahamas. Like,
thank
I blinked
you.
And they were there. She was like, I'm throwing my shit in a suitcase and we're going. I was like, okay.
And it was so fun. Like, it was just like this episode, like, nothing like crazy happened per se, but they were just having fun and
they're
laughing.
Fun.
And...
like, they're fun to listen to. Like, they're fun to watch. Like, every scene that, like, is happening, I'm smiling. Like, I just, even when it's horrible, like, Larsa, I told you this earlier when I was like baiting you into talking about Housewives before we did this podcast. Larsa is the most boring person on planet Earth. But
sometimes,
like,
just to get a chuckle, I'll go to her Instagram and I'll just read her captions because they're so basic. Like, they're one sentence, like AI generated influencer captions.
Like, she just Googles like
sunset.
Quote about the sunset. Yeah.
And it makes me laugh. But she's also like, when she has her moment, first of all,
yeah,
those braids, every time jump scare.
Oh my God.
Never got used to those once.
No, when they asked her about them, like, the fact that they did a whole package on her braids, I was like, these producers are doing what Bravo is not able to do.
Like, and then those shady producers did a cut to one of the photos and her just in like two Dutch braids, like those were the same thing.
She was like, my mom is Moroccan. So I grew up with braids, and then it cuts to her on the boat with her daughter, like, literally, and like, she looked like Raggedy Ann. I was like, bitch, are you fucking for real? And then they cut to Gertie, and Gertie was like, our braids are just not the same. They're different.
They are, and she is absolutely right.
And Larsa's like aware of it. Like, she,
yes,
she gets it. Like, it's just, it's who Larsa Marie is, you know?
I think she's in on it a bit more than I think you would think on the surface. Yeah. I think she gets it. Also, her not knowing not even like not watching, but having no frame of reference for the Golden Girls was like the most Larsa Pippen thing ever. Like, of course Larsa doesn't know what the Golden Girls are.
She was like a golden tan.
Like a tan?
Like, what do you mean the Golden Girls? And she was serious.
And they're based in Miami.
I know. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, even if you've never watched, you know what it is. Like,
not Larsa.
I could watch these women go down that slide for eternity. Oh, like, I want a camera on them at all times. Like, Alexia, like, what a fun random group.
I know.
Gertie, Dr. Nicole, and Alexia on the tube going down. And they all
having the time of their lives.
They're like, let's go again.
Yeah.
They're like, we're doing it again. Like, because Alexia was like, you know what? I used to be really afraid. And now I'm not anymore. I'm going on the slide. I was like, bitch, it's a slide in the Bahamas.
They were acting like it was like that Atlantic City one, you know, where they just like death drop. And like, meanwhile, they're just like spinning on tubes. Just like,
yeah, woo! They were having so much fun. I was, again, smiling ear to ear. Like, I was obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
Obsessed with them. And then like, meanwhile, you like cut back to like Lisa, oh my god, the Lenny,
they
the Lenny
did them
countdown.
So dirty, because I'm sure they were like talking and doing other stuff, but it just cuts to them.
I'm sure,
like,
they were taking shots and stuff,
right?
Like,
bored out of their mind. The most bored, mundane, dull
the music
parts.
Playing and the Lenny count kept going up. She was like, I
poor
can't
Lisa,
stop talking
man.
About
she can't.
It.
But
I
she
get
knows.
It. I wouldn't have been able to.
Oh, it's like, you know, it's like everyone does this. Like when you have like this thing going on in your life and like everyone knows, but it's like still just not
Taylor,
out of your system.
You've
you
met
help.
Me before. You know, I don't shut the fuck up. I'm like, I really hate talking about this, but I can't stop talking about
it. I hate to circle back, but.
Yeah, but let's make it about me.
It did also make me laugh when she was talking about, oh, and they played this Bob Marley song that says, don't worry about a thing. Like, that's not the most popular song there is.
No.
Lisa makes me laugh too. I love her.
Lisa, because they're all like dead serious. Like,
I know. They're so earnest. That's what I also love.
Yeah, they're so earnest and they have no idea how funny they are. Like, Lisa being like, my kid is going through life altering trauma.
Mm-hmm.
He will never be the same. He is 5 years old and crying, saying he never wants to be married. And she's like, he's never said that before. I'm like, yeah, he's five.
Right.
Like, what are you talking to? Like, what? And then she was like, he's going through it. He was crying. He didn't want to go to camp. And then
no
our kids nanny
ever
played. And then our nanny played.
Fuck.
Don't worry, be happy. I'm like, okay. And she's like, and he was happy again. And I'm like, the you power- need to get his ass in therapy immediately. Like,
I know, she really does.
And the thing with Lisa is like, I don't think she's dumb, but like, she's just not.
I don't think she's.
I think
dumb.
She. I don't think she thinks.
I think she's
about
a little
things.
Bit in denial. I think probably at least right now where we're watching her on the show. I still think she's like, maybe this will just like pass.
Yeah.
Because now I think she seems like she's doing well. She's got her new man. She's out and about. She seems looking better than ever.
This new man, like, I know, like, they're probably not serious, but I just like that she's
out there.
She doesn't
mean serious. Yeah.
I just like that she's out there. I was obsessed. I feel like it was a couple episodes ago where Adriana was like, someone is really interested in you. Mm-hmm. I'm like, she's literally still living with her ex-husband. Like, she's in shambles right now. Can you fucking not?
Give it a beat.
I don't. Lisa was like, that's really nice, but I'm really not in the good place. Why not? You got to get out there.
No,
she's like,
got to go. He's interested.
Yeah, she's like, okay. Also, this idea that Marisol feels like someone has, like, the evil eye on her.
I was dying because, like, up
and Julie went
point-
to the Botanica.
Nicole did make such a point to be like, no drama, like, we're gonna have fun, we're gonna bring the group back together. And even from the afar, Marisol is like stirring up shit again. Like,
Marisol came in screaming Kenya Moore hair care basically with that fucking megaphone.
It was very Jill Zarin. Hi, surprise.
It was so that. And I love Marisol. Like, I find her to be the perfect friend of, like, she really gets in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the iconic quote of like, so who does everyone here trust the least?
We do that all the time. It's my favorite thing to be like, let's play who does everyone trust the least.
I mean, it'll really get the conversation flowing.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
It'll be fun, you guys. But I don't trust Dr. Nicole. It was so fucking funny. And so what do you think about Julia and these rocks?
Okay, so out here in LA, everyone's a big fan of the crystals and whatever. And I
met Matthew. Yeah. He's got like his little collection.
Right. And look, sometimes when you're in a place, you're like, why not? You know, why not a few rocks turn my life around? Mm-hmm. I think it's ultimately harmless. I think also if you've had the life Alexia has had and if you've had the shit that has happened to Alexia, I think it's a coping mechanism to be like, people are having it out for me, because it would be a way to kind of like grapple with all of that. I think Julia had good intentions and I think it was fine, but you know, people are weird about that stuff sometimes, and I don't know. I think she came from a good place though. What?
I've never thought about it like that.
What do you mean?
I truly was like, no, someone does have it out for Alexia. Why is her life like this?
I mean, I get
like, maybe I was like, what do I know? Nothing is her fault. Nothing she's done has attributed to any of her life outcomes. Like,
I'm not saying it's her
Alexia
fault.
Alexia, like, has had, like, a very, I mean, it's, like, insane. Her mom died on her wedding day. Like,
totally.
That shit is,
I just thought that part
crazy.
Was very illuminating. Like, it explained a lot about how, like, Alexia deals with these women and stuff, whether she goes through life thinking that if people don't wish you well, that actually affects your life. Like, I was like, oh, this, like, really explains a lot about you.
Yeah. So I gotta tell you, there's people out there who hate me, and I'm doing okay.
Right. It's like,
yeah.
No, look.
I get what you're saying. Julia's not my fave.
I know.
Her and this baby, like.
I feel bad because she's clearly so excited. Before, it was such an eye roll to me. But then when she said the thing last week about, like, no one's ever wanted to have a child with me before, well, I was like,
work
damn.
Work that out.
Like, I know, I
therapy.
Know. But for a second,
we don't
I was
need
like,
to
oh,
adopt.
I...
Because also, Martina's
also, like. Martina's trying to live her best life. Like,
Martina's
trying to go to Aspen.
Fighting cancer.
That too. But even before then, I was like, Martina's trying to go to Aspen. Martina is retired.
Martina is like, filming Breakpoint for Netflix. Like, she is not trying to be dealing with a kid. And like,
raising
I just think Julia, it's so transparent. Like, I feel for her, obviously, because like, she's trying to fill like a void. Like, there's something missing in her life, and because her girls are gone and they clearly are like, mom, I'm in France, like, I want nothing to do with you right now. She's obviously sad, and she keeps bringing that goddamn goat everywhere. I've had it with these goats and that dog with
the
muzzle.
The novelty
like,
of the
enough.
Goat has worn off. Yeah, we got it. You are on a farm.
If I had to bring Ruby, like, first of all, I do want to bring Ruby everywhere, but like, if I had
but
to
you
like,
don't,
muzzle
because,
her,
yeah,
I'd feel awkward.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like, why? Why?
Right,
why
like, just leave him home. He clearly hates other people and dogs, so maybe don't. But, and I don't want any dog people coming for me because I know people are going to be
no,
comments being like, dog safety.
Him.
Like, please spare me. Please don't. You guys know I love dogs. Like, chill. Right. But there's just something about Julia. Like, I get the role that she plays on the show, and I do think, like, she's a good person, and I think she's like strikingly beautiful.
When she was at the spa with no makeup when they were about to get massages, she never looked more beautiful to me.
Gorgeous.
I was like, wow, striking.
And it's like refreshing to like see someone like that doesn't have like work done, like not to shame anybody that does.
No, but
yeah. I just think like it's refreshing. Like I like that, and it's kind of how I feel about like Sutton a little bit too. Like she's not like super like
1,000%.
Does the lips and whatever, but Adriana, I can't figure her out.
I kind of agree. I was like, you know, I like this whole kind of you didn't support me through this divorce kind of. I feel like here's what I feel like. I feel like she didn't get the apology from Alexia about this whole your man's married, not married. You.
I didn't scroll down to the bottom of the document.
I didn't scroll down to the bottom. I accused you of sleeping with married men and all this stuff. She didn't get any of that from her. So now she's like,
and
well,
she
I'm
will
just...
never.
No, she never will. Let's be very clear. It's
let
never,
that
never going to
go.
Happen.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like she's kind of having mad day where she's like, okay, well, I'm mad about this. And you were never here for me for my divorce. And you're saying my life is a mystery, which I don't know how she heard about that because that seemed to only be a scene between her and Marisol, but whatever. She's like, now I'm just having, now we're going to have all, like, we're going to air all the issues out. And I don't, like, I think it's not going to end well.
No, it's not. The preview for next week was really dark.
Oh my god.
The comment about Frankie. I was like, I hope that they just splice this together and that's not what she really says. Or like the context or whatever. Like I hope it's just like, not as
even bad now, and I've been kind of on Adriana's side with the whole stuff about them coming for her man or whatever. But like, I don't know what context was gonna really justify you like comparing what looks to be a sprained ankle to Frankie's accident. I don't know. Like, it just, it didn't sit well with me. I was hoping she had talked about Peter, and then I was like, go, girl, say whatever you want.
Yeah, Peter is a beautiful...
Nightmare.
Yeah. He's so handsome. When he was at Watch Us Live, I was like, oh my god.
I just need him to, like, talk and actually open his mouth. He talks through his
teeth. And, like, do better.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
But Adriana, like, I just can't really figure her out. And this is like being said, like, I love every single woman on the show.
Truly.
Like even Julia, who's like not my favorite, I still love her. I would take her over anyone on Salt Lake City. Anyway.
Absolutely.
But Adriana, like, I'm trying to like put the timeline together because like, when did Herman die? Because like, did she get divorced around that same time that like Alexi was going through the Herman stuff? I'm like,
no, I think
that's why Alexi didn't reach out. I don't
know. When did Alexia get divorced? I think Adriana got divorced like, and this is just based on like nothing.
Remember she lived on that boat?
Oh my god, she wanted to put a piano on that boat.
Like, that's the thing about
Adriana. But I think it was like 2018-ish. I think it was like late 2010s is when they split.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I believe. I think I left it a bit.
I don't know. We'll have to fact check after this.
Right.
Well,
I'll have to go research.
Yeah. Sorry we're not giving you the facts on this podcast, but you know how it is. But I love that Lisa's being as transparent as possible about the Lenny stuff. I just think, and the women are being so amazing.
Supportive. So understanding.
They brought a lawyer in.
Accommodating. Gertie and Nicole offered to go to Disneyland in the dead of summer. Like, oof, that's friendship.
That's friendship. To go on a Small World ride.
Oof.
I don't think they have that ride anymore.
I don't know. I've never been to Disney.
I've never been to Disney. Wow.
And I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
You've never been to Disney?
I've been to Disneyland, not Disney World.
I've never been to either.
Yeah.
Says a lot about us. But I don't know. And like Kiki, I just think is one of the most effortlessly chic women I've ever seen. And she's so fucking funny. When she said that Lenny just had that face.
No, she said the head.
The head.
She's like, screamed.
And then she like pointed at someone off camera and she was like, you have that head.
Oh, she was dead ass. Like, she wasn't even trying to be funny. That's the best part. She was like, no, head shapes. I can tell a lot.
She's so fucking funny. I love them. And Alexia calling Marisol, I mean, like, I know you love Crystal. Look at the chandelier. I was like, what's going on?
That's so specific.
Dr. Nicole, like, really, really turned it up for this trip with the girls' accommodations.
Those accommodations were incredible.
Yeah. I need everybody, though, to do me a favor.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Get your eyes on the movie theater that is in Adriana and Julia's room. They're like, oh, my God, look at this movie theater. We should watch a movie in here tonight. And they pan to the movie theater. It quite literally looks like the most uncomfortable seating I've ever seen.
It looked like a park bench loungers.
I was like, that looks horrible.
They were like, what do we do? Well, we have this room. Let's just make it a movie theater.
Yeah. I'm like, and put in the three most uncomfortable chairs you can think of. Like,
that is
so bad. I have to take a picture of it because it really upset me. I was like, that's offensive. Don't call it a movie theater and have it look like that. It looks like IKEA, like cardboard chairs.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to look again now. I noticed it at a glance, but not
stuck with me. It really did. Do you have any final thoughts?
The only thing I do want to say is I want to profess my love for Gertie, because I feel like Gertie doesn't get talked about a lot.
Oh yeah, no, you guys don't understand. Taylor loves Gertie.
Gertie is my favorite. She is. I just think she, first of all, like, just, you know, superficial aside, she's stunning. Her body is insane. Case in point, her reunion dress, which I thought was literally unreal.
No, my jaw dropped.
I gas. Nearly dropped my phone. I was shook in the best way. Like, I couldn't believe.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And I just think she has impeccable taste. I think she's so funny. She makes me laugh all the time. I think she's a lot in a way that feels like authentic. Like, she's not mm-hmm. putting it on. Like, I feel like that's just how she would be all the time. But at the same time, I feel like I agree with most of her takes. Like, she never says anything. I'm like, oh, okay, no, that's just crazy. I'm like, okay, you're like reliable.
She's like very grounded.
Very grounded, and mm-hmm. I think she's a good energy. I think she's fun, and yeah, I do love Gertie. I just think she's highly, highly underrated.
She was named like number one wedding planner in like the world or yeah. something by Vogue. Like, she is like the real fucking deal.
And if you
I don't think people understand,
yeah, no, she is, and it's like the taste level is unmatched.
And her man worships her.
She got this man. Hot, quiet man who doesn't get involved in business and rubs okay. suntan lotion on her and watches
with
her
with rubber gloves
and is obsessed with her. Like, yeah. they've been together for 27 years. Like, get
when
out of here.
She says that, Taylor, I cannot wrap my mind around that, because to me, Gertie is 30.
I know. Oh, like, it blows my mind.
Like, I just can't get over, like, when she says, oh yeah, we've been together for like almost 30 years. I'm like, what?
She's
like,
45.
How old are you?
I'm shook.
Like, no, that, like, I can't.
No. She looks like she's in her 30s.
She came into the Betch's office. I obviously wasn't there because I work remote.
Right.
She came into the Betch's office. She brought her dog. She brought her publicist. She brought her husband. And she brought Peacock's publicist with her.
Oh my God, the entourage.
Like, she rolls deep. Yeah, I like her a lot.
Amazing.
You know, last season I liked her, but I found her a little bit annoying at times. Mm-hmm. Like with the whole Julia situation, like when Julia.
Yeah, I get that. I for sure get
kidnapped.
That.
Kidnapped.
Yeah.
Had that story. We didn't touch on that enough. Like, Julia's lived almost a life like Alexia.
Very similar, yes. And it's interesting, you know, the paths they've taken.
I wanted before they were housewives style, like Luann.
Oh,
vibes.
Please.
Why did they stop making
actually,
those?
All of them, though. Because I think Andy said they didn't find enough interesting stories, but I feel like they should try tap
Are
again.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I think that's what he said, is like they had Luann, but then the rest were kind of like, eh.
Well, Luann's was really crazy.
It was wild.
When
it was,
she like went off that cliff.
Mm-hmm. Like she hosted an Italian game show or something. Like, yeah. She's really lit too.
God.
But I think you could. Most of those Miami women, I would love to hear
all of them about. Women. I would want to hear mm-hmm. from the Miami women. I know this might sound random. I would love to hear about Sutton.
No, I get
like,
that.
What the fuck was Sutton up to? Because she's about money. Like, and I don't know. Like, I really am very curious.
I'd be curious about Sutton as well. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else off the top of my head. I mean, Chanel Ayan, I think, would be fantastic.
Oh, yeah. She's lived a life, too.
They're filming again.
I know.
The first photo came out.
I'm shocked, honestly. Like,
I don't know how they're going to fill the void that was Nina, her just massive presence, but I guess we'll see.
Taylor. That charismatic queen.
Oh my gosh, she just lit up the room.
Truly one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen, but I've never stunning. Wanted to watch someone less. I was like, okay. Like, what, give us like, a little something.
It felt like intentionally dull. I was like, this has to be a bit.
Yeah, maybe she didn't want to do it.
Maybe
she didn't want
to
show.
Get back to her fruitcake.
I think we're so used to people like wanting to be on the show so bad that mm-hmm. like when we see people like that, we're like, wait, why aren't they acting?
You are acting
like,
so, like
thirsty.
Normal. Yeah,
yeah. Or, like, that's how I would act on camera.
I'd be, oh, like, I could never. Yeah,
I would. People ask me all the time, like, what show would you be on? I'm like, I don't want to be on None anything ever.
You know who I would be? I would be the person in the background at the dinner, just like staring, not even being able to be like.
Be I'd be
normal.
Like that little guy in that season of New York where he had like. The sweater on his shoulders, like sipping on the martini. That would be me.
Totally.
Like, just staring at these women, like, what?
That's all I have in me. And I know this about myself, and it's fine.
Yeah.
Not everyone's meant to be a housewife.
We're self learned.
Aware.
Aware. Thank you. I'm like self.
No, aware. No,
okay, like aware. Yeah, we're self aware. Well, Taylor, this was amazing.
This was
an episode.
So cathartic. I'm so
no,
happy.
I've really had to get all of this off my chest.
Truly, I've been holding this in, like, dying. I was like, I can't even listen to any other podcast. Like, I don't want to be influenced. Like, I just want to, like,
I know.
Let it all out.
And we haven't been in the group chat.
No.
Silence.
I feel light as a feather.
I think the only thing in the group chat today was, like, what do you think Lenny's dick is like? Then the group chat popped up, per usual. I was like, okay. Like I said, I was like, it's like the Batman signal. Like,
oh, very talented.
Throw that bat up. Like, anyway. Well, do you, Where can everyone find you?
You guys
want people to find you?
No, not on Instagram, because I'm so boring on Instagram. I never do anything. But you can find me on Twitter at WayHarshTay. I'm funny on Twitter at time to time. And I love to talk about it all. Housewives, Drag Race, Love Island. Have you started the new Love Island yet, by the way?
I have not. I need to.
I haven't either. I was going to let it build a little bit. This week.
That's because, like, sometimes it's like, I got to be honest. Sometimes I fast forward a little bit because I'm like, okay, well, like, I don't need to watch every minute.
In the summer, I really commit to watching it, like, on the UK time. Like, I got my little, like, weird websites and all that stuff. The winter, I can't commit to that. I'm like, I'm just going to let it build.
No, especially right now when we've got Miami, New Jersey, Vanderpump Rules, Summer House. Then you've got, like, 32 Drag Race episodes or seasons.
Truly. We still have to finish Potomac. I have The Challenge I still watch. I'm, like, one of the few people that still watches The Challenge and Survivor. I watch it all. But
I'm watching The Bachelor. I'm booked. Okay?
Oh, okay. See,
every night of the week, I'm like, Mondays I got Bachelor, Tuesdays I got New Jersey, Wednesdays I've got Vanderpump. Like, when I say I'm booked, I'm busy. I'm dead serious.
Yeah. I'm jam-packed. I cannot pencil in.
My schedule is full. Well, you guys, this was so much fun. Thank you so much for listening. And please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Do not yell at me about the dog and the muzzle. I'm a little scared for the people that are going to come for me about that. Anyway, yeah, you can follow me at Bravo Historian and at Take Your Left on Twitter. And if you like any other sort of reality TV, please check out, you know, The Bachelor and follow Taylor on Twitter. Bye, guys.
Amazing.
A Huda Media Production.